I'm Elliot Dasher, welcoming you to this episode of Meditation and Beyond. Our topic today is Gone Beyond. The primary aim of meditation is to go beyond the narrow confines of our ordinary self and experience the immensity of life's possibilities. We aim to free ourselves from the tenacious grip of individualism and to awaken to our full humanity. Individualism, with its accompanying habitual and limited patterns of perception, afflictive and disturbing emotions, imprisons us in a narrow and contracted life. Our personal psychology, chained to the past, traps us in tenacious conditioning, denying us access to our essential humanity and its full possibilities. We are born as humans, not as individuals. We are born without distinctive names, personalities, patterns of thought, and action. That is all acquired, learned. It's who we become, not who we truly are. Try as we do, utilizing an endless array of self-development strategies, the personal self, including the upgraded and improved version, cannot bring us to an authentic and natural security, serenity, freedom, wholeness, and compassion. That paradoxically is already and always available as our fundamental, ever-present humanity. We know there is more to life than what appears on the surface. We know this by heart. Our choice is simple. Either we live a lifetime cultivating the illusion that we are merely this limited individual self, filled with self-doubt, anxiety, fear, and narrowness of thought and action, or we awaken to the resilient, eternal truth that there is more to life than our ordinary self can imagine. That knowing provokes us, if we are fortunate, to go beyond to another dimension, to our natural self, to our humanity. The mantra of the ancient Buddhist Heart Sutra reminds us over and over, Gate, gate, paragate, parasam, gate, bodhisav. Gone, 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 utterly beyond, gone to the other shore. Oh, what an awakening. The other shore is our shore, the otherness, which lies beyond our recalcitrant individualism, is our home, our true nature, our human being. Here we find our authentic and grace-giving self, which is seamlessly interwoven with serenity, joy, wisdom, love, and freedom. Beyond our fabricated man-made personal self lies the heart center of our life. In the Western tradition, the Oracle of Delphi conveys it as such. Once you have touched it, there is no division, no tearing your heart away, for it knows no separation. How do we re-experience, sustain, and live our true and full humanity? How do we bring this otherness into daily life? First, we are told, become aware of your tenacious conditioning, your narrow habits of perception, learned reactivity, biased judgments, and interpretations. Then let go of this false learning. Do not feed these ghosts of times past with your attention. We are then asked to give up the clinging attachment to our constantly shifting identities and mental chatter. And finally, we open our mind and heart to a clear and expansive awareness, allowing the vitality of our essential truth, freedom, and otherness to be known. Is that difficult? Consider the words of the writer Anna Isnin. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. We've all tasted fleeting moments of this experience, an immersion in nature, selfless intimacy, uplifting art, beauty, music, dance, meditation, and so on. Each of these moments shares a similar dissolution of our personal self, and for a precious moment, we forget who we have become and experience who we have always been. Rarely does one understand or recognize the significance of these moments. It is essential not to take them as mere fleeting pleasures, serendipitous moments to grasp onto, possess, conceptualize, or merely relax into. These fleeting glimpses are intimations of the other, of your natural self. When you drop into these moments, stop. Rest with awareness of this experience of flow and otherness. Sense it, feel it, know it, trust it as your essence. We acknowledge the inner dialogue of our personal self that wants to pull us back to the old ways. It's not possible to live from the space of beingness and presence. It's just a passing moment. Get back down to earth. That's your old voice, which is unwilling to surrender its authority to that which is greater. So we may need some mentoring, approaches, and practices that will slowly create accessibility, trust, and stability of our natural self. We begin by cleaning up our psychological room, become aware of our conditioning, our patterns, our reactivity, our afflictive emotions, our egocentricity, and progressively act from kindness, discernment, virtue, and stillness. Cleaning up your room will not take you to the other, but will allow more of an opportunity to live within a stillness, less conditioning, greater peace and heart. And this ground will progressively open the possibility that moments of otherness will spontaneously appear and in time coalesce into a more sustained experience. We explore this more intensively in formal meditation, progressively integrated into daily life. We remember the previous glimpses, drop into them for moments here and there, bring clear awareness to the present moment experience, cultivate what supports your essential self, and finally open your heart. Fallbacks will occur. Just get up, dust yourself off, and continue. Measure your achievements not by the duration of your touch into the deeper self, but rather by how your practices transform your daily life over time. Slowly, or perhaps quite quickly, time will surely come when you have become, as an ego sense, fades in importance, and you have gone beyond, far beyond, the other shore to an awakening, which is irreversible. Now, together, let's clear the mind, drop into a deeper self, experience that sense of being beyond our day-to-day personality. We can do this very simply. Just as I mentioned, close your eyes. Come right into the here and now. It's very, very simple. Right into the present moment. The trick here is to realize that your mind will always generate thoughts, feelings, image, all kinds of mind traffic. Our normal habit is to grab onto it, to interpret the thought, the feeling, the emotion, the image, to give it substance, to like it or dislike it, and so on, getting engaged with it and losing our touch with awareness in the present moment. So it's how we relate to the activity of the mind, mental appearances, thoughts, feelings, images, and so on, that determines whether our mind is still or wrapped up in the roller coaster of mind traffic. So we learn to let go of whatever comes up, thought, feeling, and image. It's okay. The mind does that naturally. It's just memory. It's old. It's got nothing to do with who we are. It comes and goes on its own if we leave it alone. If we pay it attention, it extends in time, becomes an object of rumination, and occupies our mental space. So we come into the present moment, not pushing anything away, not suppressing anything, just being aware. What happens in this great open field? This is an open meditation. Anything can happen. But when thoughts, feelings, images, sensations arise in your consciousness, you simply look at them, say hi, and let them go. It's like space and sky and clouds. Sky watches the clouds come and go. Doesn't take a position relative to them. It's not interested. Or an ocean that watches the waves go by. Coming and going, of no interest to the ocean itself. So we take this position of being present, aware, still. When we notice we're getting pulled in to the objects that arise as mental appearances, thoughts, feelings, and so on, we simply become aware that we've been caught up, watch that process, and allow it to dissolve as well. So very simple instructions is really not a meditation technique. It's just being. State of presence, state of awareness, muscles relaxed, mind at ease, everything allowed to be as it is. We remain aware in the present moment. Notice the present moment, unlike the contraction around the thought, feeling, or image. The present moment is spacious. It's open. It's boundless. It's easeful. It's effortless. That awareness is there all the time, no matter what flows through it. Sometimes it's compared to a mirror. Images arise upon the mirror. The mirror doesn't grasp them, just allows the reflective surface, and the images come and go on their own. The awareness, the mirror, remains unchanged. So our presence, our awareness, our witnessing, our observation of our mind remains still and clear. No matter what arises in the field, if there's stillness, we're aware of stillness. Let's do this for a few moments. Coming back to the present moment, every time you wander or get lost in a thought, feeling, image, sensory experience, coming back to the present moment. Aware, simple, easeful, clear, muscles relaxed, mind at ease, just present. You'll notice this awareness has no memory. So it has no history, no past history, no habits of perception or action, no personal I, just a presence and beingness. Thus, this awareness cannot be a source of suffering or distress. It's always a place of well-being. Awareness is ever-present. It's your basic state of being. It's who you are, not what you become, but who you are at the core. There's not the usual time here, past, present, or future. It's part of the usual conceptual ego self. So experience the openness, the spaciousness, the absence of age, of gender, of birth or death. This is your presence, your beingness, your essence. When you get lost in a thought, a feeling, or image that occurs, just observe that. Observe how you get entangled in mental appearances that have no meaning or significance. And let that whole complex dissolve away. As you remain in presence, in beingness. His presence is always there. We don't see it because we've covered it over with our active minds. So we don't have to create or imagine this deeper self with his bountiful treasures of peace and happiness, clarity and creativity, wisdom and freedom. We don't have to create it or imagine it. It's already there. We simply need to still the mind and remove the obstacles, which is the activity of our thoughts, our feelings, our images, our personal self. When this obstruction to our deepest self is cleared, clarity and stillness prevail. We rest in this place of deep being. And there's even further we can go. Drop any notion of meditation, of meditator, of awareness, of being, presence. Drop all these conceptual labels and just allow an isness, a suchness, a thatness, the very core of existence. I exist. I am. I'm going to leave you now. Although you can continue this presence and awareness after the audio version is completed, and make it part of your daily practice. And in time, these islands of being, awareness, presence of your natural self will coalesce, begin to be the basis of foundation of your daily life, and bring you beyond the mere contractions of the personal self. Thank you for practicing with me.